Well, aloha. This is KP. I'm just got a message that I should put this down on my recording element here. And one of the things that's going through, I'm sure many people, but it's definitely going through with me. It's almost like moment now where it's almost like I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's going on. And I might have mentioned it before. I guess I don't want to keep repeating myself, but that's neither here nor there. We're definitely in a place where you know, this whole thing is, I think a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot of us, I can always say, talk about what's going on with me. And that when, you know, it's like I'm just sort of walking in this, kind of walking in this field, and I know it's a new field, but there's almost like nothing there to do, or nothing. It's almost like just sort of walking, and I see some flowers. I see some, it's very dry, appears like, at least this environment, and it's not sandy, it's more harder surface, but it's all, you know, sort of like, I don't know where. I see things in the distance, but not too much. Nothing really defined. I see a building over there. Yeah, I do see, but it's almost like it's it looks like it disguised as a tree or a hill or a mound or something. So there's a lot of things that I'm starting to see, and I'm not sure if this is direction and into which the next phase is for. I'm just going to talk about my own personal experience right now, knowing that others may be experiencing the same thing. But I, you know, it's very challenging for me to, you know, before it would always be, well, okay, I feel drawn to Kauai. I feel drawn to go to Maui. And then it's like, okay, we take a week or two off and not do anything. We just don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, boom, I got to go to Volcano. And, but now it's almost like I'm in a completely new land. It's kind of dry. It's kind of, like I say, it's not, you know, I mean, it looks southwestish to me. There's kind of an unveiling of a certain spirit that's going on, that I've, a certain spirit of regeneration I'm feeling, that that is happening. So whether this has anything to do with anything, don't know. But what we are doing right now is kind of going through this, perhaps this is this process where it's like each of us has our own kind of a desert, where there isn't a lot of things from the old life. And, you know, certainly the desert is kind of the, I will say, sort of a alternative or a contrasting side to, you know, my life in Hawaii, which was very lush and green and a lot of things going on. So it's almost like there's nothing there. I don't even see a house. I don't see a car. I just see myself walking. And it's almost like just following just allowing myself to walk around and not have a place to go or a destination to go to. So, not sure where this is going to continue, but right now I'm going to pause this and I'm going to take a walk. But I felt for some reason I had to get this down onto my wonderful Audacity recorder. So let me pause this and take a walk, and then perhaps we'll have more when I come back. Well, after having the kind of a nice short walk, a wonderful walk, being in nature is really something that definitely helps my spirit kind of go through this whole process that's happening right now on so many different levels. I do feel that even though, you know, there's grass here, the trees are still green, you know, some of the trees, evergreens, are still green, and there's a number of other things that are happening. I'm really feeling that, you know, we're just allowing ourselves to go through this process. And so it's sort of a change in venue that, again, as I was saying, you know, kind of being in a desert of, well, I'm not sure. I know there's ideas over there. I know there's a pathway over there. And I know there was a pathway over there. And in my own case, I'm in the process of clearing out some very old energy from the house via the physical items, some of the physical items that have been here for a long, long time. And some of that's going to happen in a couple days, and got some help with that, fortunately. And we'll just, again, take one piece at a time and kind of go through it and allow it to play out and, you know, cleaning up that whole issue is also something that I'm talking about the issue of the house. But, you know, we each have our own house. We are walking in our own house. We are living in our own particular house of you know, we got the 3D body. We've got our body of emotions, our body of thoughts. And a lot of that, a lot of this respectively does have to do with clearing some things out from my own house. So I'm aware there's some items that are being addressed right now, and I'm kind of being brought up as I do go through this. And honestly, for myself, I feel it's very important for me to continue this for a certain period of time. I'm not putting any dates on it, but I'm sure as heck not going to rush it, nor am I going to rush leaving this place. So to me, it's very important to kind of play this out. For me, it's to allow it to play out, allow it to, you know, these apocalypses, their unveilings, allow these unveilings to be triggered by parts of the house, you know. So parts of this house, of this physical house, which is very large. But fortunately, some people were brought to me who could remove things from the house. And they will remove them, and I'll pay them something pay some dollars to them for their service. But to have, and also it's a lot of people who are, some people who may very well be interested in kind of refurbishing some of the things that my parents have had sitting around here in the garage or in the basement or wherever. So one step at a time. And I think right now, as the time is coming up for the Christmas period, it means something a little bit different to me this year, because 2 days before Christmas of last year, my mother made her transition, and in my own way assisted her spirit, her energy, to move to the next dimension. And so to me, it's kind of, this will be another closing moment with her. And for my father, it'll be a closing moment for myself, but part of it is just celebrating their transition, as, you know, in connection with the Christ consciousness, you know, the Christmas Christ consciousness. So that's kind of what's happening. I do feel like, yes, that vision of looking out on sort of a desert, kind of a deserty area, but very flat, not super sandy, just hard surface and easy to walk on, but just not knowing what direction to go in, and just enjoying the being in the moment, in the place where, you know, in that sort of, quote, barren type arena. So I don't know if I'm the only one that's going through something like this, but it kind of felt right to me right now, and it also felt, or, you know, it definitely resonated with what's going on. And so the first 5 minutes of this is kind of like a reading in a way, and so we all have our places, we all have our opportunities, and that are coming up. I do feel the fact that we are in, I can tell you, we're in a period, we're in the period of what the Bible has talked about as the apocalypse, and that is really kind of the destruction of the old, but it's primarily apocalypto. It comes from, you know, unveiling what is hidden, not only what's hidden that, oh, we got to look at this or this thing, has nothing to do with politics or anything like that. It can, but for me, it's just, wow, I didn't know that, and I'm learning about myself and my hidden self. So it's an opportunity to allow these things to heal, allow these things to be exposed, and to become aware of them and allow them to unveil, allow them to be dissolved, allow myself to release them, and asking the universe to please help me release all of these things that are coming up one at a time, and moving on to the next phase. So with that, I guess I'll still close with Kaulana Napua, and wishing everyone a wonderful day, wanting every enjoy your day, enjoy the moment, enjoy one's self. And with that, we say aloha. Na kapuana kapoe.